奉主耶稣圣名继续来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue studying the word of the Bible.
今天下午用在神的殿里来想念神的慈爱做题目来查考。
And this afternoon's topic is we meditate in God's temple on His love.
我们看诗篇四十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 46.
四十六篇的第四节。
Psalms 46, verse 4.
第四节说，有一道河，这河的分岔是神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。
There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
第五节，神在其中，城必不动摇，到天一亮，神必帮助这城。
5.God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn.
这里提到神的城。
And here it talks about the city of God.
那这个城是至高者，就是天上的真神居住的圣所。
And this place is where God dwells. It's the holy place and the Most High.
当神在其中的时候，这个城就不动摇，就有平安。
And so when God is in the midst of this place, it is immovable.
因为神必帮助这个城。
Because God will help her.
因为这个城是属神的。
Because the city belongs to God.
那所以当神的百姓住在神的城中是很幸福的。
And so when the people of God dwell in this city, they are very blessed.
那这个城有河来供应他的生活所需。
And in the city, there is a river which upholds the life.
有这一道河，让神的城就欢喜快乐。
And this river whose streams will make the city glad.
那所以这里特别提到这个河在神的城里面流过，那就会带来生命。
And so it talks about a river which will bring the city life.
我们今天就是来到神的城。
And likewise, today we have come to the city of God.
我们去邀请人。来看神的作为，要到哪里看呢？
And so when we invite people to see the works of God, where shall we invite them to?
要他们来到神的城里。
They must come to the city of God.
那这个城就是今天的教会。
And today this city is the church of God.
那就是神的帐幕所在的地方。
And this is the tabernacle.
就是在启示录里面所预言的。
And this is the prophecy in Revelation.
我们看启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
第三节。
Verse 3.
二十一章第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”
3.And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
第四节说，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
我们就看到这个圣经的应许的预言呢，其实在旧约时代就已经在预告神的教会的出现。
So we see that in the Bible, the prophecy in the Old Testament about the church, it has already appeared then.
神要与人同住。
And that God will dwell with the people.
所以主耶稣基督他要来到人间。
And so Jesus Christ will come among men.
然后他传扬这个救恩就建设教会。
And so he will spread the truth of salvation and establish the church.
这个教会是他的身体。
And this church is his body.
这教会也是他的家。
And this church is also his home.
那更是他的城。
And even more so, his city.
所以现在我们其实是来到这个神的城里。
So today we have come to the city of God.
真教会是神居住的所在。
And the true church is where God dwells.
因为在这里我们可以领受圣灵。
Because here we can receive the Spirit.
这个圣灵就是与我们同住的。
And the Spirit abides with us.
这个圣灵是要让我们得到能力的。
And this Holy Spirit will give us strength.
所以我们得到能力，很自然的就会去 传扬神的作为。
And when the Holy Spirit gives us that ability, then it's very natural for us to preach the gospel.
那有神住在其中，这个城就不动摇，就有平安。
And when God is in the midst of us, when He dwells with us, then the city is
immovable. 在这里面就产生生命来。
And in here there will be life.
哦，你看，所以那个一个有河的地方啊，你就看到生命。
So we know that where there is water, there is life.
那通常这个有名的城呢，都建设在这个河边。
And usually, cities will be established next to a river.
这个耶路撒冷神的城建在山上。
But Jerusalem was established on a mountain.
这最高的山上的。
And this is the most high mountain.
这个不是靠物质的这个河流来带来生命。
And this does not rely on a material water to bring it life.
而是直接从神来的生命的活水。
But instead, it is the living water that comes from God Himself.
哦，所以这个。这个 神的城呢，他说，因为有至高者居住的圣所。
And the city because it has God dwelling in the midst of it.
我们今天的真教会其实就是旧约圣经里面所预言的那个神的山。
And we know that the true church today is the prophecy. It's recorded in the Old Testament. It's the mountain of God.
在弥迦书的第四章哈。
In Micah.
弥迦书第四章。
Micah chapter 4.
我们看弥迦书
Micah chapter 4
第四章从第一节开始
Chapter 4 verse 1
这个信息同样出现在以赛亚书第二章的
And this message also appears in Isaiah chapter 2
第一节末后的日子神殿的山必坚立超乎诸山高举过万岭万民要流归这山
Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it.
第二节必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登神的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，神的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
Two, many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
所以这个提到神的殿，神的山啊。
And so here it talks about the Lord's house on a mountain.
在末后的日子，其实神的山要高举过万岭，超乎诸山。
And here it shall come to pass in the latter days that this mountain will be established on the top of other mountains.
那在神的殿里面，我们可以领受他的道。
And here in this place, we can receive his word.
我们可以知道神的训诲。
And we can know his paths and his ways.
然后我们就可以行他的路。
And so that we can walk in this path.
那这个神要成为我们的指引。
And so God wants to be our guide.
他要我们行他的路，他要引导我们走啊。
And so if He wants us to walk in His ways, then He must guide us.
啊，所以我们今天在神的殿里面呢，就是在神的山，在神的城里。
And so when we are in the temple of God, then we are in the city, and we are on the mountain of God.
在这里，在这个神的城里面，我们经历神的赐福。
And in the city of God, we are blessed by Him.
那所以我们现在去邀请人来这里见证神的作为的时候，其实我们同时在想念，在回忆神在我们身上的工作。
And so when we invite people to come see the work of God, it also allows us to reflect back on His works in our lives.
我们要去做见证，一定我们自己本身如果先有体验，我们的见证就会非常有力。
And for us, for our testimony to be powerful, then we must experience God ourselves.
我们要邀请人来看神的作为，我们一定要先经历神的作为。
And for us to invite others to see God's work, we must first experience God's works.
那我们自己有没有办法经历神的作为呢
？But are we able to experience God's work?
我们其实住在神的城里面，一定是会经历的。
And because we live in the city of God, this is possible.
因为神要与我们同在，圣灵的体验是这么样的真实的。
And because the Spirit abides with us, and the experience is real.
四十六篇的诗篇一直这个整个主题一直延续到四十八篇。
And so the theme in Psalm chapter 46 continues to Psalms chapter 48.
然后我们现在看回来诗篇四十八篇。
So let us turn to Psalms chapter 48.
四十八篇。
Psalms 48.
看第一节。
Verse 1.
神本为大，在我们神的城，在我们神的城中，在他的圣山上，该受大赞美。
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God in his holy mountain.
这是在现在开始第四十八篇，他提到这个神的城。
And so in chapter 48, it talks again the city of our God.
这个城称为大君王的城。
And this God is the city is this great king.
这个城是属于这位独一的王的。
And the city belongs to the one and only king.
好，他这个神坐在他的城里面，坐在他的圣宝座上。
And he is seated on his throne.
好，那我们现在来看第八节。
Let's turn to verse 8.
我们在万军之主的城中，就是我们神的城中，所看见的，正如我们所听见的。
As we have heard, as we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts.
神必建立这城，直到永远。
In the city of our God, God will establish it forever.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神啊，我们在你的殿中想念你的慈爱。
We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple.
第十节，神啊，你受的赞美正与你的名相称，直到地极。你的右手满了公义。
Verse 10, according to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness.
这是神的名呢，他们经历了神的作为之后，他们所发出的赞美。
And so this is the praise that they gave to God after they saw His work.
他们知道神是至高至尊的。
And they know that God is the God of Most High.
在他的城里面，在他的圣山上，应该受大赞美。
And they know that in the city of their God, in His holy mountain, that He should be praised.
然后在这里可以看见，可以听见神的作为。
And here we can see and we can hear the works of God.
然后他说第八节特别强调说，神会建立这个城直到永远。
And in verse 8, it makes a point to say that God will establish it forever.
那表示神的这个教会，真教会一定是存到永远。
And so this shows that the true church of God, it will last forever.
因为这里是神的居所。
Because here is God's dwelling place.
在这里他设立他的圣宝座。
And here is where he has established his throne.
他的荣耀在这里彰显。
And his glory will be manifested.
神是永存的。
And so this is forever.
所以他的家也必然是永存。
And there his house is forever.
那现在我们成为神的选民。
And so we are God's chosen people.
来到神的殿里面。
And we have come to the temple.
我们是来享受神的祝福的。
And so we enjoy His blessings.
因为我们来到神的殿里面，其实不是因着说有一条诫命让我非来不可。
And when we come here, it's not under force where we have no choice.
而是我们知道在这里可以享受神。
But we know that we come here because we can experience God.
所以是因为我们被神的爱吸引来到这里的。
And we have been attracted by His love.
来到这里，我们真的是来享福的。
And here is where we can be blessed.
所以我们很自愿的，我们来跟随他。
And so we come and follow Him willingly.
然后在这里呢，第九节说，我们主啊，神啊，我们在你的殿里面来想念你的慈爱。
So in verse 9 it says that we have thought on your loving kindness.
在这里。我们心会静下来
and here our hearts will be calm.
然后呢我们就开始去真的去想念神他在我们生命当中所做的每一件事情
and so we will reflect on every single thing that God has done in our lives.
那这个体验就是让我们的信仰能够扎根的
and so this experience will help our faith take root.
所以每一次当我们来到神的家的时候，来到教会啊
and so each time when we come to God's house and when we come to church,
都是我们在想念神的慈爱的时间
and it should be a time where we can reflect on God's love towards us.
在这个想念过程当中，我们会生出一个心智来
and so when we think back, we will have this new attitude.
当我们对神的爱越有感动以后。
And that when we recognize and when we know God's love,
我们相对的会有一些作为出现。
In relation, then we will have an outward effort.
我们这些作为呢，是要反映我们对神的感谢。
And so, because God has shown love to us, we want to repay Him back.
我们今天下午来谈三点。
And so, we will talk about three points this afternoon.
当我们想念着神的慈爱。
And that when we think of God's love.
因为其实当中就是我们每一个人。我们的生命当中都有神的恩典 在里面呢。
And we know that in each of our lives we have experienced God's grace.
那我们想念完之后要做什么
？And so after we have experienced it, what should we do?
三件事情不可少。
And there are three things that we cannot overlook.
第四十七篇呢？
In Psalm
第四十七篇。
in Psalm 47,
他一开始是在说，万民啊，你们要拍掌，要用夸胜的声音向神呼喊。
Verse 1, Oh, clap your hands, all you people, shout to God with the voice of triumph.
就是看到说，他这里提到说，众民要一起来赞美神。
And so here it says that the people together must praise God.
然后他的原因是第二节说，因为神至高者是可畏的，他是治理全地的大君王。
And the reason is in verse 2, because the Lord Most High is awesome, and he is the great king over all the earth.
第三节，他叫万民伏在我们以下，又叫列邦伏在我们脚下。
3, because he will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet.
第四节，他为我们选择产业，就是他所爱之雅各的荣耀。
4, he will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves.
这个所谓神所爱雅各的荣耀，其实就是指着神赐给他的选民那个荣美的产业，就是迦南美地。
And this inheritance, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves, is signifying for God's chosen people, and it's the promised land.
就是神赐给他们的产业，真的是众人羡慕的。
And this inheritance that he has chosen for us is something that other will envy.
那这个就是他这里所提到的，他说我们为什么要请众人一起来这个呼喊神来拍掌歌颂呢？
And so why should people come together to clap their hands and shout to God?
因为神是可畏的，本来应该就要赞美他，他是王，他是神。
Because the Lord God Most High is awesome.
然后呢，他叫万民伏在我们以下。
And he has subdued people below us.
就是说，被神称作选民的是有权柄的。
And because that means God's chosen people, they have authority.
他要叫列邦伏在我们脚下。
And they will have nations under our feet.
所以今天我们属神的人有神的权柄了。
So those who belong to God today, they have the authority of God.
神让万邦要顺服，要归顺的。
And God will subdue these people and the nations under us.
他为我们选择产业，就是神为我们留下天上跟地上的这个产业。
And he has chosen a heavenly and earthly inheritance for us.
那我们是神所爱的。
Because we are who God loves.
那所以呢，他现在从第五节开始呢，他就说神要被高举，神上升的时候有喊声，有脚声相受。
And verse 5 onward says that God should sing praises to him.
哦，第五节哈，第五节。
Verse 5.God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
这个就是你看神被高举。
And says that God has gone up.
有喊声，有脚声。那这个就是你看在歌颂神的时候的那个喊声，那个这个就是一种宣告。
And so when we sing praises, this is an proclamation. It's a shout.
第六节说你们要向神歌颂，歌颂，向我们王歌颂，歌颂。
So in verse 6 it says, sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our king, sing praises.
第七节，因为神是全地的王，你们要用悟性歌颂。
Verse 7, for God is the king of all the earth, sing praises with understanding.
你就看到说，他第47篇，其实他的那个主题是在强调要歌颂神。
So we know that the theme for Psalm 47 is to praise God.
那原因就是因为这个神是可畏的， 是王啊。这个神是大君王。
And the reason being is because the Lord is awesome and he is the great king.
他是治理万国的。
And he is the king over all the earth.
他现在坐在宝座上很威严， 那他的百姓就很自然的赞美他。
And he is sitting upon his throne and worthy of praise.
所以在第47篇里面他强调要用诗歌赞美神这个重点。
And so in Psalm 47 says that we must sing praises to him.
今天我们来到神的殿里面来想念神的慈爱。
And so when we come to God's temple to think about his love.
我们有时候越想我们就越感谢神。
And when we think more about it, the more we want to praise him.
想一想神在我们自己身上的作为。
When we think about God's work in our lives.
想想神怎样帮助我们的家人。
We think how God has helped our family members.
怎么样来拯救我们的灵魂。
And how he has saved our souls.
让我们能够成为神的选民，能够进入他的家里面来享受他的恩典。
And that we have become his chosen people, that we can enter into his house.
我们越想，我们就会发出这种颂赞的声音。
The more we think about it, the more natural it is that we will have praise for him.
所以我们想念完之后，我们一定会歌颂。
And so after we reflect, we naturally will praise him.
所以在教会里面，我们需要有用诗歌来赞美神。
And so in church, we must use praises. We must sing praises to God.
所以你看教会里面有诗班。
And so we see that our church has choir.
诗班就是要用来真的就像一个神的军队要来打仗，要来歌颂的。
And the choir is like a spiritual army to go to battle, to sing praises to God.
今天弟兄姐妹有人有这个音乐的天分。
And some of our brothers and sisters, they have a musical talent.
有人会很多乐器。
And some may play many instruments.
有人不会，但是我们每个人最少都有嘴巴。
And some people, they may not play instruments, but everyone has a mouth.
我们有嘴巴，我们每个人都可以发声音去赞美他。
And so, because we all have a mouth, then we can all sing praises to God.
所以，当我们想念神的时代之后，其实我们接下去一定要用歌声来赞美神。
And so, after we have thought about God's love, we must sing praises to Him.
在教会里面，一定要有诗歌。
Within a church, there must be praise.
这个诗歌是来感谢神、来赞美神的。
And this praise and these hymns is to give glory.
不是用诗歌来展现自己的才华，来创造自己的舞台。
And these hymns and praises are not to elevate ourselves or to show our gifts, but it's for God.
今天有些基督徒、哦、他们是用这个诗歌来创造利润的。
And we know that some Christians today they use their musical talent to spread their own reputation, their own talent.
那个利润是创造 benefit。Profit.
It's for a profit.
就是说，有人是用音乐来赚钱的啦。
And so we know that some of them use music as a means to make a living.
那有些年轻人到教会是因为哇，这个教会里面有很多这种让人很激动的那个乐团。
And some youth they will like to join certain churches because they have rock groups.
因为有的教会真的是用音乐来吸引青年的。
And so some churches they will use music to entice more people.
但是听这种，有的听的是音乐，人心里不会安静的。
But there are some music that will not allow the heart to calm down.
但是如果我们到教会里面是用我们的心来歌颂神的时候
，But when we come to church and we use our heart to praise God,
你看，其实我们每个人都会唱歌啊。
And we know that everyone is able to sing.
当然有人歌声那个音抓不准啊。
And maybe some people they don't have the right pitch.
但是这个音准不准倒无所谓。
But pitch is not important.
是心有没有在那里？
What is important is if our heart is in it.
所以其实唱诗歌啊，是来表达我们对神的敬拜跟赞美。
And so for us to sing praises, it is to worship God.
我们如果真的用心来歌颂神，
And so if we truly use our hearts to sing Him,
我们的灵性会成长的。
Our faith will grow.
所以当我们很感谢神的时候，我们很自然的会开口赞美神。
And so when we are very thankful to God, it's very natural that we will want to sing praises to Him.
所以我们今天教会有不同的诗班，有儿童诗班，有青年诗班，有成人诗班。
And so today our church we have children's choir, youth choir, and adult choir.
当然，我们有时候觉得说，哇，参加诗班好像就要花很多时间。
Sometimes we will think that it is a big time commitment to join choir.
其实这个时间是值得的。
But instead, this time is well spent.
这诗班其实就是要让我们就像。一个团契一样，一起用这个声音来歌颂。
And instead, this choir is a time of fellowship where we can together praise God.
我们教会的诗班其实可以扮演很重要的宣道的工作。
And actually, the choir can do a great evangelical work for the church.
我们上个礼拜才刚刚举办过何善娜的英文诗歌布道会。
And last week we just had English Hosanna at our church.
有时候这个诗歌布道会。我们并不会看到很多的那个慕道者出现的。
And so sometimes for evangelical services, we won't see many visitors.
但是其实这当中受造就最大的就是这些参与这些工作诗班在赞美神的这些青年。
And sometimes the people who have received the most edification are the workers who coordinate the event, the choir members.
那借着这个诗歌，借着这样一个布道会，让这些朋友们他们可以来领受在神里面的喜乐。
Because through these events, members can come together to experience the joy of God.
然后在这个诗歌布道会当中，把这个道理的信息撒在每一个人的心里。
And during evangelical event, we can plant the seed in everyone.
那等到时机成熟，这个种子就发芽。
And so when the seed has matured, then it will grow.
所以其实我们今天弟兄姐妹来参加这个诗歌布道会的时候
，And so when members they join hymnal evangelical,
我们如果真的对神的这个恩典有感受。
And so we have really been moved by the grace of God.
我们在听诗歌的时候就产生共鸣。
And when we listen to the praise of God, we will have a mutual understanding.
我们就会觉得说，这个在神的神里面很好。
We will think that to be in God is very good.
我们很自然的很会很希望说把这个恩典跟人家分享。
And it's very natural that we want to share the good news and His grace to others.
所以诗班其实是宣道的一个很重要的精兵。
And so choir is a very important soldier for evangelical work.
那诗班也是我们弟兄姐妹在互动当中一个很重要的管道。
And it's also an important channel for members for their fellowship and communication.
我们现在教会里面大家在互动的时候常常都是用话语在聊天。
And so a lot of times when members communicate with each other, they just use words.
我们忽略了一点，其实有时候我们如果能够聚在钢琴旁边，大家用诗歌 来唱诗赞美神，这就是很好的团契。
And so sometimes we've overlooked another way. If we can just gather around a piano to sing hymns together, this is also a great method.
我们当中有很多同龄会弹琴的。
And we have many members who are able to play piano.
只要有人可以弹琴，
as long as there's someone to play,
就可以一起唱诗。
And we can sing hymns together.
那青年有了他们不弹琴，他们用清唱的也不错。
And then some youth, they don't play piano, so they will sing a cappella.
那其实大家聚在一起唱歌的时候，让神的殿充满赞美的声音。
But when they sing together, then the temple of God will be filled with His praise.
我们如果在教会里面真的能够用诗歌的方式来团契，来歌颂神。
And if in our church today we can use hymns as a way of fellowship to praise God.
我们诗歌崇拜不能够只局限在聚会之前的这段时间。
Our hymnal worship cannot be limited to just before service.
其实，当我们聚在一起有空的时候，唱诗是很好的方法。
But instead, when we are gathered together, hymn singing is a great way for us to fellowship and worship God.
今天，如果我们弟兄姐妹，你看有些人他可以用声音来赞美神的时候，他会带动整个教会很喜乐的气氛。
And we can see that when a member can use hymns to lead the church, then the church can be moved by
his joy. 很多时候讲一些话不见得能够安慰人。
And so sometimes when we speak words, it cannot comfort people.
但是一起唱诗，借着诗歌就可以让人流眼泪了。
But instead when we sing hymns together, that can move people to tears.
有时候我们想想看，我们什么时候听到讲道人在讲道的时候我们会流泪。
So we can ask ourselves, when have we heard of someone crying because of a sermon?
很少啊。
And it's very few.
但是我们倒是听到有人在见证的时候，我们会听到底下人在哭了。
But instead we can see that when someone is testifying, there may be people who are crying in the pews.
但是最多的时候是当在唱诗的时候。
But the most is when we are singing hymns.
因为这个借着音乐，借着这个诗歌旋律，会让我们想到神的爱。
Because through music, through these hymns, it will let us think of God's love.
所以其实诗歌为什么在诗篇里面，它基本上的每一首都是可以用唱的。
So why is it in Psalms that almost every psalm can be sung?
它是来传达神的爱的。
Because it is proclaiming the love of God.
来见证神的恩典。
And it's testifying His grace.
所以让我们都用我们的歌声来赞美神。
And so it wants us to use our hymns to praise God.
来回应神给我们的恩惠。
And it's to repay the grace that God has given us.
那我们在教会里面，因为能够找到这些同龄一起唱诗很好。
And so in church, if we can find members who could praise God together with us, is very good.
但其实我们到教会一个礼拜才这么一次而已啊。
But when we come to
有的时候了哈。
Sometimes when we come to church, it is only for that one day a week.
我们大部分的时间是在我们自己的家里。
And the majority of our time is spent in our homes.
在我们家里的时候，我们是否曾经我们家人聚在一起唱诗呢？
So have we gathered with our own family members to sing praises together?
我们做父母亲的，我们要教我们的孩子。
And so as parents, we must teach our children.
有时候说我们要跟他讲故事。
Sometimes we will ask them, "Do you want to hear a story?"
对，讲故事这个是在让他熟悉神的话语。
A story is also good because it familiarizes them with the Bible.
但是不能够忽略做父母亲的要带领孩子一起唱诗赞美神。
But as parents, we cannot overlook that we must also instruct our children how to sing hymns and praise God.
在这个诗歌的分享里面，
and through hymnal worship,
那个家人的距离会拉近。
We can pull close the distance between family members.
父母亲跟儿女的关系会更亲密。
And the relationship between parents and child will become closer.
很多时候，那个内心的感情的表达可以透过诗歌来传递。
And oftentimes, our innermost feelings can be conveyed through hymns.
从小我们就跟孩子一起唱诗的时候，
So when we sing with our children from when they're small,
孩子长大，很自然他们就喜爱诗歌。
And when they grow up, it is very natural that they will love hymns.
他们在教会里面找到朋友，就是喜欢唱诗的朋友了。
So when they come to church, they will be drawn to other children who also love hymns.
那就成为他们以后属灵的同伴。
And this can become a spiritual partner.
所以我们在家里面就要真的把这个诗歌带进我们的家里。
So we must bring praising God and these hymns into our homes.
让父母孩子能够借着诗歌互相交流。
And let the parents and children through hymnal worship connect to God.
有时候小弟在教会里面看到那个全家人一起参加诗班的，我就很感动。
And so when I see entire families joining choirs at church, I'm very moved.
当全家人都在诗班里面服侍的时候
，When an entire family is serving in a choir,
通常八九不离十，这个家庭都是蒙福的。
The majority of the time, this family has been blessed by God.
这父母跟儿女的这个关系都很亲密的。
And the relationship between the parent and the child is very close.
通常也都是在积极、在热心服侍神的家庭。
And this typically will be shown in families who serve the Lord zealously.
所以当我们来到神的殿里面来想念神的慈爱的时候
，So when we come into God's temple to think about God's love,
让我们一起来歌颂他
，Let us sing praises to Him together.
用悟性来歌颂赞美
，And let us use these words to praise Him.
借着诗歌来带领更多人来成为神的选民。
And through hymns, let us bring more people to be the people of God.
47篇的第九节说。
Psalm 47, verse.
列邦的君王聚集要做亚伯拉罕之神的名。
Verse 9, the princes of the people have gathered together.
因为世界的盾牌是属神的，他为至高。
The people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God.
这里说列邦的君王都要聚集做亚伯拉罕之神的名呢。
And verse 9, it says the princes of the people have gathered together, the people of God of Abraham.
虽然世界上有各种不同的民族。
And so even though there are many different ethnicities on earth,
但是最后只有一个名。
But at the end of the day, there is only one.
这一种名就是以亚伯拉罕之神做神的名。
And that one people is the people of God of Abraham.
那这个就是万族都要流归这山的具体表现。
And so all these people, they will be gathered together.
所以今天其实我们的目标就是把这个福音传给万民去。
And so today our goal is to spread the gospel to everyone.
让凡属神的都能够聚在一起。
And so that everyone can be gathered together.
那我们一起来歌颂赞美这位独一的真神。
And together that we can praise the one and only God.
第九节第二句话说，因为世界的盾牌是属神的。
And the second half of verse 9 it says, for the shields of the earth belong to God.
这个盾牌其实它的意思就是君王或是统治者或者是保护者的意思。
And the shield is talking about the great king or a protector.
所以也就是说世界上的君王或者这个统治的人其实都是属神的。
And it says the great king, the ruler, everyone will belong to
him. 也就是说最后是只有神是唯一的王。
And so this shows us that at the end days, there is only one king, and that is God.
所有凡属血气的都是神的名。
And so everyone who will be will belong to him.
神是至高，是应当被歌颂的。
And he is greatly exalted and worthy of praise.
那这个就是第四十七篇在强调要歌颂赞美这个唯一的王。
And so this is what Psalm 47 emphasizes that we must sing praise to God.
那到了四十八章，他就开始把重点放在这个城神的城里面了。
And so in Psalms 48, the emphasis is put on the city of God.
那在这个城里面，四十八篇的第八节，我们刚刚读过，我们在万军的神的城中，就是我们的神的城中所看见的，正如我们所听见的。
And we have read Psalm 48, verse 8, as we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord.
这里就看到是先听见，之后再来看见了。
So we see here that. What we hear comes first, and then we see after.
就是说有人先跟我们说了这个神的爱，神的作为。
And so someone has first told us of God's work and of His love.
我们听见之后，我们来到神的殿里面。
And so after we have heard it, then we come to the.
我们来了，所看见的就跟我们所听见的一样。
And after we come to the temple, we see what we have heard.
那看见表示我们亲眼看的。
So when we see it, that means we see it firsthand.
表示说我们是有体验，我们真的是好像。亲手去摸过一样。
And it's like we have touched it personally, that we have witnessed it.
然后我们就会发出同样的一个结论，说神必建立这城直到永远。
And so we have the same conclusion that in the city of God, He will establish it forever.
那这个城因为是属神的，所以有神的保护，这个是众人很羡慕的。
And because the city belongs to God, it has his protection.
有神作王，这里就有公义，有平安。
With God as king, there is righteousness and there is peace.
所以里面的民就欢喜快乐。
And so the people within the city will be joyful.
然后呢，他说接下去第十二节哈，他说来，你们来周游锡安，来看看神的城。
And so in verse 12 it says to walk about Zion.
你四围去环绕，去数点城，就是你把这个城仔细的去把它检查一下。
To go all around to count her towers.
第十三节说，你去看看它的外郭，看它的宫殿，为要传说给后代。
13. Mark well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following.
所以说，也就是说，哎，我们这样子把它详细的观察记录完以后。
And so this shows us that when we have inspected it in detail,
我们目标是要把它讲给后代人听。
Our goal is to tell it to the generation.
所以当我们想念神的慈爱之后。
And so that after we have thought about God's love,
我们除了用歌声去赞美神以外，
other than singing praises to God,
我们要把神的这个恩典传给下一代。
We must tell the grace of God to the next generation.
这个过程是我们先对整个神的家、神的城很详细的了解、观察过。
And so first we must be very familiar with the city of God.
把神的作为很完整的传给后代子孙听。
And we must tell the complete story of His works to the next generation.
那当这些年轻的一代，他们听见了神的这些作为以后。
And so after this generation has heard the works of God,
他们来到神的城，看的就是他们跟他们所听见的一样。
They themselves will come to the city and see that what they have heard, and they see it for themselves.
这个其实也就是信仰的传承。
And so this is a passing on the faith.
也就是我们真正完成了神的托付的工作。
And this is something that God has given us to complete.
我们想念神的慈爱，第二个重点一定是会把这个神的作为传给后代的人听。
And so the second point of thinking on God's love is that we must tell it to the next generation.
我们在家里面要常常讲神的恩典。
And so in our homes we must constantly talk about God's grace.
有时候我们聊天的话题通常离不开我们现在世上的生活。
And so sometimes our conversations, it's difficult for us to leave our daily lives.
孩子还小的时候，就是学哪个地方学习好。
When children are small, we want to find the best school district.
要搬家的时候，就想说哪里房子便宜，对不对？
When we,
学习好的。
When we move, we care about the price of the house and the school district.
然后等到孩子长大，我们的话题就慢慢转变。
When our children have grown, then our conversation topics will
change. 然后有时候我们谈谈哪个地方的餐馆好吃。
We will talk about what restaurants are good.
哦、哪个地方好玩，哪里有什么好地哦，我们可以去谈得到。
Or we would talk about where has a good deal or where is a good place to go.
哦，不然就是哪个世界哪个地方参加什么旅行团可以玩很多地方很满意。
We would talk about what tour group we can join or what country we can visit.
但其实最宝贵的时间，我们可以分享就是神的这些慈爱。
But instead, what we can do with our precious time is to talk about God's love.
我们要把我们从神领受的这些见证跟我们的朋友分享。
What we have experienced from God, we must tell to our friends.
第四十四篇的诗篇呢、啊、
？In Psalms 44.
四十四篇，它第一节开始呢。
Psalms 44, verse 1.
他就是说：“神啊，你在古时，我们列祖的日子所行的事，我们亲耳听见了，我们的列祖也给我们述说过了。”
We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days, in the days of old.
第二节，你曾用手赶出外邦人，却栽培了我们列祖；你苦待列邦，却叫我们列祖发达。
Verse 2, you drove out the nations with your hand, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples and cast them out.
第三节，因为他们不是靠自己的刀剑得地图，也不是靠自己的膀臂得胜，乃是靠你的右手、你的膀臂和你脸上的亮光，因为你喜悦他们。
3. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them, but it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them.
这个就是诗篇，这个这些诗人呢，他们所做的事情。
And so the maker of Psalms, the author of Psalm 44, it reflects on the works.
他们想念了神的慈爱之后。
After they have thought of God's love.
他们把神的这些事情述说给后代人听。
They told these deeds to the next generation.
它的重点是神怎么样成为我们的力量，能够帮助我们打过这人生的每一个仗。
And so they emphasized how God was the one that allowed them to prevail over others.
其实今天我们都是被神栽培的人。
And so today we have all been chosen by God.
我们没有一个人能够靠我们自己的力量 做什么事的。
And not one of us can rely on our own strength to accomplish anything.
所以他这里在讲神的作为。
So here this right author is talking about the works of God.
他强调说我们没办法靠自己。
And he emphasizes that they do not gain possession by their own means.
真的我们能够在世上存活是靠神的右手、神的膀臂以及神脸上的亮光。
But instead that we live today because it was God's right hand, it was his arm, and it was the light of God's countenance.
也就是说因为神的脸看我们，我们今天就有恩惠。
It was because God has looked at us, shown us his countenance, that we are favored.
当神用笑脸帮助我们的时候，我们就得力量了。
And that when God delivers us, then we have strength.
这个就是上一辈人曾经讲过的。
And this is what the previous generation has said.
现在这一辈人他要把它讲给下一代人听。
And this generation will tell it to the next.
所以我们想念神的慈爱。
So when we think of God's love,
把神的这些恩典把它记录下来。
We must record his grace.
把它讲给我们的后代子孙听。
And we must tell it to the following generations.
让他们可以把神当作他们最重要的依靠。
And that they can also make God their greatest source of reliance.
神是我们的王。
God is our king.
他 是使我们得胜的。
And he is our redeemer.
人生当中有很多的挣扎要过。
There will be many difficulties in life that we must overcome.
但是我们 不会靠自己的。
But we will not rely on ourselves.
我们看44篇的第五节。
Let's turn to Psalms 44, verse 5.
我们靠你要推倒我们的敌人，靠你的名要践踏那起来攻击我们的人。
Through you, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we will trample those who rise up against us.
第六节说，因为我必不靠我的弓，我的刀也不能够使我得胜。
Verse 6, for I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me.
第七节，唯有你救了我们脱离敌人，使恨我们的人羞愧。
7, but you have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us.
第八节说，我们终日要因神夸耀，还要永远称赞称谢你的名。
Verse 8, in God we boast all day long and praise your name forever.
所以其实当我们述说神的作为给下代人听的时候，他们很自然的 会跟我们一起来称谢神。
And so when we tell the works of God to the next generation, they will naturally come to God.
这个时候真的是全家在歌颂赞美神了。
This is when the family can gather together to praise him.
是整个家庭一起蒙福的。
And the entire family will be blessed.
一定也是整个家在服侍神的。
And the entire family will serve God together.
所以我们在神的殿里面在享神的慈爱，其实我们一定有一些做法会让我们的一直保守在神的爱里面的。
When we are in God's temple, we think about His love. There are ways for us to remain there.
因为神的爱不能够只是在这个时候出现而已。
Because God's love does not only appear in a certain time.
其实在我们这个一生一世里面，我们只要活着日子，都需要神的爱带领。
But in our entire life, we need God's love to guide us.
这是第二件事。
So this is the second point.
看回来诗篇四十八篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 48.
第十四节。
Psalms 48, verse 14.
因为这神永永远远为我们的神，他必做我们引路的，直到死时。
For this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death.
神要做我们引路的。
God will be our guide.
他这个时候好像神是我们的向导，人生的向导。
And so God is the guide of our life.
他对我们人生要走的路。要发生的事情他一清二楚了。
And he is very clear what will happen in our lives.
你看我们今天去到什么一个地方，如果没有向导，我们有时候可能白去了一趟，根本就没有玩到真的要玩的地方。
And so sometimes when we go to a place and we have not done any planning, then we might have done that trip in vain.
有时候外行人就是看一些这个买观光点，就是买礼物啊，然后照相啊，就没有了。
Some people, when they travel, they will just go to tourist spots and take a few pictures, and that's it.
啊，其实真正会让我们印象深刻的没有看到。
But things that can truly remain within us or move us, we have overlooked.
可是如果有向导，哇，那个是很熟悉、很了解那个当地的那个这个一些细节的，那就不一样了。
But when we have a guide who is familiar with the place we are visiting, then our experience is very different.
有向导来带领，我们就觉得不虚此行了。
And when there's a guide to lead us, then we feel we're not missing out on anything.
今天神就要成为我们的向导。
And today God wants to be our guide.
要做我们引路的。
And He wants to direct us on our path.
那我们人生的这段日子真的过得很充实。
And that the days of our lives can be filled.
所以，当我们想念神的慈爱以后。
So when we think of God's love,
我们立了一个志向。
So we must make a determination.
我要让神的手一直牵着我的手走这人生的路。
that God's hand, we will hold on to God's hand to let him guide us.
让神的亮光来指引我们的前面的路程。
And let God's light shine our paths.
所以这个就是一生一世跟随神的脚踪。
And so all of our lives, we will follow in his footsteps.
然后住在神的殿里。
And that we will dwell in his temple.
我们的脚步一定跟以前不一样。
And so our footsteps will naturally be different from before.
神是怎么引导我们的？
However, God guides us.
你看以前神用云柱火柱带领百姓的路。
Before in the, we know that God used the pillar of fire and of cloud to guide the Israelites.
现在神用他的话，用他的灵来带领我们。
But today God uses His Spirit and His words to guide us.
看43篇，诗篇四十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 43.
四十三篇第三节。
Psalms 43, verse 3.
求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所。
Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle.
第四节，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称谢你。
Four, then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, my God.
这里说神要发出他的亮光和真实，就是他的信实来引导我。
So here it says that God will send his light and his truth to lead me.
他要带我们到他的圣山，到他的居所。
And God wants to bring people to His holy hill and
to His tabernacle. 带我们到他的宝座前来。
And God wants to bring them before His altar.
这个神是我们的喜乐。
And this God will be our exceeding joy.
这是我们生命当中的主。
And He will be the God of our lives.
在这里，我们要来称赞他。
And so here we want to praise Him.
所以，神今天用他的话、真理来引导我们。
So we can see that God uses His light and His truth to guide us.
真理不会改变的。
And the truth will not be changed.
所以用真理引我们真的到他的真教会。
And so the truth will lead us to His true church.
在这里我们就看到那条得救的正路。
And here we can see the path to salvation.
在这里我们经历神的真实，就是神是信实的。
And here we can establish the truth.
在这里我们可以真的领受那个生命的活水。
And here we can experience the living waters of God.
所以神的话，神的灵呢，真的就让这个我们生命有方向，一步都不会差错。
So God's Spirit and His Word, it gives direction to our lives, and we will not be led astray.
诗篇119篇105节说，神的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
In Psalms 119, it says, God's light is the lamp before our.
他要引导我们的脚步，一直到神的国度里面。
And God wants to guide our path all the way to His kingdom.
然后来到这个神的祭坛这里，这是我最喜乐的神啊。
And so when we come before the altar of God, that is where we are most joyful.
在这里，我们真的可以得到满足喜乐。
And here, that's where we can experience contentment.
所以我们在神的殿里面是想念神的爱。
So when we are in God's temple to think of His love.
我们从此就是走在神的路上，接受他的引导。
It allows us to walk on His path to let Him be our guide.
我们若是愿意来紧紧的抓住这位神
，and if we are willing to hold tight to this God,
我们人生我们就可以很放心。
Then we can be at peace in our lives.
不管前面的路程哪一个生命哪一个阶段都无所谓。
No matter what crossroads we come to.
不管我们走到什么地方
，and no matter where we go.
不管我们今天遇到什么样的困难
，and no matter what befalls us.
神都要带我们走过得胜。
And God will lead us through, and He will make us victorious.
我们真的就会发现说，在神的家住一日，胜过在别的地方住千日的。
And we can truly feel to spend one day in His temple surpasses 1,000 days anywhere else.
我们就不会离开神的家的，绝对不会。
And so we definitely will not leave the house of God.
所以诗篇八十四篇呢
？In Psalms 84.
来看八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 84.
八十四篇的第九节
，Psalms 84 verse 9。
哦，第十节，对不起，第十节
，Psalms 84 verse 10。
在你的院宇住一日，胜是在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness。
十一节
，verse 11。
因为主神是日头，是盾牌。要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
十二节，万军之主啊，倚靠你的人并为有福。
12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
这是我们的心智。
And this should be our mentality.
我们在神的家里面永远可以享受神的恩典和荣耀。
And that when we dwell in his temple, that we can always experience the grace of God.
我们一定是那些行动正直的人。我们一定是行动正直的人。行动正直，我们一定是走正路的。
And so we must walk in the path of righteousness.
因为神用他的亮光引导我们。
Because God will use his light to guide us.
就不再走在世界这个黑暗道路里面的。
And so we will no longer walk in the darkness of this world.
我们不再是效法这个世界的人的。
And so we will no longer be like the people.
我们被神引导人，真的心意更新变化。
And because those who are guided by God, they their lives will
change. 每一天我们都觉得很宝贵。
And every day we will feel is very precious.
我们每一个时刻都觉得神与我们同在。
And every moment of every day we will feel God abides with us.
我们会歌颂赞美神。
And so we will praise God.
主啊，我们有你做神真好。
That it is indeed good that God is our God.
我们一定会来歌颂赞美他的。
And so that we will praise him.
让我们一起来思想神的爱。
So let us think on God's love.
一起来采取这样一个行动。
And let us inspire this movement.
让我们不住的歌颂他。
And that we will continue to sing praises to him.
让我们诉说这个神作为给我们的后代子孙听。
And that we will tell of his works to the following generations.
让我们一生一世能够住在神的殿里面，接受他的引导。
And that every day for the rest of our lives we will live in his temple and be guided by him.
再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
514首。
514.